Sonic Erotica.
I share my masturbation with my lovers. I talk about it with my friends and my close girlfriends. We talk about it. If you've got a new vibrator, we might talk about that. But as a friend situation, we don't really get together and masturbate each other. But I definitely masturbate with my lover and have my lover masturbate me, and vice versa. Special toys that I might use. I have a few different vibrators that I like. I find sometimes the ones that have all the things going on at once a bit too much. Not necessarily a bit too much in sensation, I don't think you need all of that stuff. Just something simple, nice. I used a candle once to masturbate. It's just a regular tall one, and because it had heated up with being inside me, it had actually bent a little bit by the time I'd finished. But that's probably the only unintended masturbation toy that I've made up. Sometimes I like to read porn stories to help myself get off. I quite like to read porn stories that aren't too quick. They're a bit long-winded. They have more of a story, more of a setting, as opposed to the plumber comes in, I'm here to clean your pipes, you know, just something quite, it's got more story and more life to it. So, you know, master, mistress, slave, that kind of thing. S&M and bondage is something that I've worked out over time, and it's not necessarily the way things always have to be, and we don't, into the partner with them with at the moment, we don't tie each other up and things like that all the time, but one of us will often take on a more assertive role. Yeah, definitely very light. I'm not very heavy into it. I have had other relationships which were more heavy. But yeah, just different, try different things. See how it goes. Things that get me going. I like my breasts to be played with and fondled, but not too hard. I like to be touched, and I really like to touch. I really like touching and feeling. I quite like to suck on things, so I like to suck on fingers or other things. Hair, I really like hair and running your fingers through hair. The smell of people can really get you going and turn you on. I like to be bitten, and I like to be spanked, and yeah, all sorts of things can turn me on and get me going. Spanking is definitely something that can happen on its own or incorporated with sex. I like to be spanked once I'm already worked up a little bit. But in saying that, if we were to start off a sex session and I was getting spanked, then that would definitely get me going and it would lead into sex. It's a lack of control thing. It's the pleasure, pain, boundary. Gives you a good rush, makes you feel nice. Obviously not to the excess where you're getting beaten up. I don't believe in that. It has to be consensual, and always use safety words. But it's definitely something I really enjoy. I really like it. On my bottom, on my inner thighs. I like paddles or floggers and the long tails, the leather tails ones. I was once at a fetish ball, and they put me up on my friend that I'd gone with put me up on the big St. Andrew's cross, so I was fastened up there, and he started beating me nice and slowly with the leather flogger, and then worked up and got a bit harder, so I was on my back and down onto my bottom, and then he got our other friend that was a girl and said to her, you should eat out her pussy. So I got my pussy eaten out in this club. It was a fetish party, and it was in England. So I got my pussy eaten out while getting a flogging at the same time, and that was pretty amazing. I used to go to Torch Garden in London or in Brighton, and I'd go with a group of friends. And it's great. Not only do you get dressed up and you're with people, but everybody's on the same wavelength. We have lots of different dance floors. You can get up and do things. They have a fabulous playroom. I remember one time being led around the club with my friends, top hat on a collar, and the hat was too big and it was over my eyes, just dragging me around places, and you don't know where you're going, you don't know what you're doing, but nothing is frowned upon. People come up and offer to massage your feet, which is fabulous when you've got terribly high shoes on. But it's great if you've got something that you want to try, or if you just want to step into a different world, or even step into a different part of yourself just for a night to experience things. I've not really been one for dressing up for sex. Like, I wouldn't put on a French maid's outfit or something. I would if I was asked, but it's not really my thing. I just like to dress up in general, and wearing good things makes you feel very sexy, so you can feel fabulous and then you can come home and take the clothes off. I think the undressing of the sexy clothes is more than putting something on. I like to show people if I've spent time on an outfit and then come home and take the costume off and then get down to whatever I'm doing. One of my recent highlights was about a year ago when I first got together with my partner at the time. And it was the first time that we'd actually got together and had sex, and that was pretty amazing because we'd left it for quite a long time. We'd had kisses and we'd done a bit of oral sex, but the first time we did all of that all incorporated together was really, really amazing. And there wasn't anything particularly different or special about it. It was just the fact that we'd waited so long and we were so excited to have it happen. I had an ex-boyfriend once who asked me to give him sex with a strap-on. I was really open and excited to that, and that's something I enjoy doing, so it didn't surprise me. I'm quite hard to shock or surprise with anything sexual. I'm very open to whatever anybody gets them off. If somebody said, I want you to hit me with this rubber chicken and suck on my toes, I wouldn't find it particularly bizarre. If it made them happy and I loved them, I'd definitely do it if I wasn't compromising myself. My general sexual philosophy is that anything goes, anything's fine, as long as you respect each other's wishes, each other's bodies, and have an open, honest communication, then you're going to be fine. You never know until you've tried something. And if you don't like it, try it again, and if you still don't like it after two times, then it's probably not for you. I really want to try vaginal fisting. I have tried with myself, and the angles are a bit hard with yourself trying to get your hands around, and I can get the majority of one hand in, but I'd really like someone to do that to me. I think that would be really intense.
Copyright sonicerotica.com.